Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love on air. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Dalu.
Baburi.
Bab.
Naming a problem leyo. I'm sorry, ukuthi ngiphahlalaze emoyeni, kodwa into engihluphayo le dala ngayikhuluma nomngane wami wangicebisa ukuthi wathi yena ngihlale ngaphumi. Kodwa ngaphuma mina manje, imali yaphuma ngoba manje ngiyibonile ukuthi akusile into engiyifunayo. Kepha it's about the net benefit. Mina kuya ngibenefit nini, or asala ngithande. So uthando lunjalo, akusuthando. Uthando mele lube spiritual, mele lube mental, mele lube emotional. Then uthando luyi-one lolo. Sithandana ngengqondo, sithandana ngomzimba, sithandana ngokukhuluma. Uthando ke lolo olu-agape, o-agape love. So ke leyo nto okhuluma ngayo namhlanje yiyo le ngiphethe, isangiwarisha namanje. Ngicabanga, ngiyabonga bamfundisi.
Thank you so much, Dalu. And send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Are we so much fixated on our own glory at the expense of the Father? In other words, have we gone to such an extent that we don't even respect the Father anymore? Neither do we actually glorify the Father anymore. You know, sometimes we even say when things are happening, Mayaki and a professor, you know, sometimes we say it is our prayers. It is our prayers that have made things to happen like this. It's because we have been praying. That's why the taxi people are no longer fighting. It's because we have been praying. That's why we have rain. And we forget about the will of the Father. We think it's us orchestrating how the Father should work. It's like we are manipulating him. We've placed him on strings to do what we want. And that is a format of a self-glorification on our part. Isaiah 21, verses 16. For thus says the Elohim, for thus said the Elohim has said to me, within a year, according to the year of a hired man, all the glory of Kedar will fall. The Father has prophesied about all kinds of glories that are man-made. They will fall. The problem with a glory of man is that there is a great fall. It's just like a pride. Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for that. The pride of man has not profited anything for the Father. So what you're reading is, for thus the Lord has said to me, within a year, according to the year of a hired man, all the glory of Kedar will fall. So it means every man-made glory, every man-made pedestal, tower, or whatever, it will have a time where it will fall because it is visible. Mm. If it can be visible and it is man-made, it must know that it has an expiry date. It is only the things of the Father that are permanent and eternal. So if men can create things for themselves, men can do things for themselves in the absence of the Father, then they must know that they are glorifying themselves and those things are physical and have an expiry date. The other thing that I want to add about the glory of men in connection with the verse you just said or read, the appearance of men, how men are perceived, how men look like, is also what we are talking about here, the glory of men. I'm reminded of 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. This is the story when Samuel was sent to go and anoint the king. And when he entered the house of Jesse, everybody was looking for somebody who looks like a king, because there was some kind of an understanding of how kings should look like, their stature, their appearance, their height, and their body, and so on and so on. And all of that was something that was created by men. It was man-made, and God had to speak against what men have put as their stipulations about who or how the king should look like. I want us to read this verse in Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. It says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Men always do things that will look the part. Men create things that will look glamorous to them. Men look at the physical stature and they want to glorify and worship those physical statures. And this is the word that came to Samuel, that Samuel, you are not going to look at what men glorify. You are not going to look at the way in which you have been looking, because I don't look as men sees. I don't look as men look. This is the glory of God versus the glory of men. So we see men looking at the physical issues, physical things, which is why when we speak about the true relationship with the Father and the glory of the Father, we are not looking in the flesh. We are looking at the spiritual things that will benefit the spirit man. And God wants us to incline our understanding in our heart to the things of the spirit so that our appearances will not be glorified. Some of us will end up worshiping how we look, worshiping what we do to ourselves, to our bodies, other than focusing on the inner man, the spirit man. And all of these things are done to glorify men, which are the glory of men. And these are the things we must guard against. Psalm 119, verse 36 to 38, it says, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. So it goes back that what man desires, most of the time it's not what the Father wants. Covetousness and greed, self-desires, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, all lead to covetousness that wants to gratify the flesh. And here the word says, for us to be in the Father, we need to turn away from covetousness. Number two, we need to start focusing on the right things. Let our eyes look away from worthless things, because those worthless things are temporal and they normally lead to death. Both or all of them, they are the glory of men, and those glory of men are worthless. And what we entice our eyes with, brother, they are not things that gratify the Father, because we now understand that spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So we cannot be saying what we like with our flesh will also satisfy the will of the Father. Those are things that glorify men, glorify our flesh. But we need to revive our ways in the Lord by reviving our spiritual life, by looking at things that fulfill the Father and enhance our relationship. It is about establishing the ways of the Lord in our lives, which are established through the Word. If we cannot be in the Word, we must know that we are in the flesh. And if we are in the flesh, we will glorify the flesh, because the flesh will begin to dictate. The flesh has learned to speak louder than the Spirit. The flesh has learned to dictate and to give us stipulations and the rules. And all of those are meant to glorify the flesh. And as we glorify the flesh, we are no longer in the Lord, and we cannot speak of the things of God, because the things of God are spiritually discerned. So that's what we need to understand. Number one, let us not focus on the physical appearance, because most of the time what we serve as a physical appearance is what we are glorifying, and it's not about the Father. Number two, stop covetousness and greed, because those satisfy the flesh. Number three, our eyes must focus on the right things of God. Look unto the cross, where we know that our Savior is. We must look and focus on him and his way, for he will lead us to the Father. That's what I can say for now, my brother.
Thank you so much, Professor. And, of course, you can send us WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. The glory of man, has man focused on his own glory? Secretly so, at the expense of the glory of the Father. And what are the repercussions of this? And how does this show up? You know, how does it show up? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Roslyn Williams and saying, Felicity, ailments of cancer survivor. Yes, we are praying that may everyone that is sick, you know, experiencing any form of sickness, we pray for healing in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We pray that they be healed. And then I hope, Eunice Harrison, I hope that you are getting us now. You are able to hear us. All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are talking about the glory of man and what it is even all about, and how we also as believers had become caught up in this, and at times maybe unawares, because this has been acculturated to us, and some ministries have become named after people, and to an extent these have amassed a glory even unto themselves, unbewitting, you know, to a great extent, that they are registered also as NPOs, NGOs that belong to those people. They'd become also means of business transactings. Ish. Yeah.
Want it all in one place?
But I have news for you.
Look no further. TVN has got you covered.
I believe that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
From movies, talk shows, kiddies programs, to music, and even more. All in one channel.
I'm thinking this more and more.
That's right. The best of first-rate family entertainment lies on your fingertips.
Because God is available every day, pouring out to you.
Just tune in to TBN on DSTV Channel 343.
Pila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. It is now 19 and a half over the hour 7. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note even either on that. Right, in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, Maya, it says, thus the Elohim says, let not the wise glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But we seem to be doing the opposite of that, Maachi.
Hey, Tulara Maachi. I indeed we are. Mm. You know, the true glory should never come from any human wisdom, strength, or even wealth. You know, it comes from Abba Yahuwah. It is Him that is the Almighty. So it is important for us to be aligned with Him, to be aligned with His word, to be aligned with His commandments. So now when we are far away from that, then it means it's easy for us because they would be attracting us. And because we're not carrying the word in our heart, it is easy for us to forget what the commandments are saying. So you look at two scriptures as well. First Samuel chapter number 8. First Samuel chapter number 8, people go to Prophet Samuel and they tell him that, hey, you know what? We want to have our own king. And now this king is obviously of the flesh. They have been working with Abba Yahuwah, who took them from the land of bondage in Mitzrayim, Egypt. But now, suddenly they feel korobone, they want to be like other nations. So they leave that which is of the spirit, because to them, they want the one that they can touch, the one that they can see, the one that they can be able to bribe, or, you know, because owner now, they cannot see. So that is now what one of the things that makes them to want to have a king. Unaware who is it that they are rejecting? Because now, by saying we want a king just like other nations, it means now they are rejecting Abba Yahuwah. And that is what he tells even Samuel, to say, no, they're not rejecting you, but they're rejecting me. So when we go with this glory, self-glory, it means that it's a form of rejection, because we focus on earthly achievements. We no longer seek that which is the truth. And this is not what then even satisfy the soul, because it's a distraction from seeking Abba Yahuwah. You look at the book of Obadiah. The book of Obadiah, chapter number 3, says, the pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock and make your home on the heights. And you say to yourself, who can bring me down? Because you soar like an eagle and you made your nest among the stars. But from there, he says, I will bring you down, declares Abba Yahuwah. So you see, there is the end. There is judgment that is going to come to each and every spirit that we have served that is not aligned with Abba Yahuwah, whereby there is this thing of seeking Jilotalefat, this glory that we are speaking about, because this brings or leads to pride and self-reliance. You know, we pride goes before the fall, you know, and the Holy Spirit, and a Holy Spirit also before the fall. So seeking human glory can lead to arrogance, and it causes people to trust on themselves instead of to trust in Abba Yahuwah. So it is quite important that truly we do not lay our treasures on earth, because we do not want moth and rust to destroy, or for where thieves can break in. But every treasure needs to be laid in the Shamayim, because if we focus too much on the earthly glory, we neglect the things that truly matters. Our relationship with Yahuwah Elohim, that leads to eternal life.
I hear you. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And we are touching base on the issue of, hey, the glory of man, what it is all about, its effect upon us, and its dangers. And why do we keep on heaping on it all the time?
Re botsa gore o nagana eng, re ka thabela go go botsisa dipotsiso tse mmalwa ka pela mabapi le go thega Radio Pulpit. Divouchara tse tharo tsa Woolworths di ka thopya. E nngwe go ya boleng ba 5,000 go ba dikete tse tlhano, e nngwe dikete tse tharo ya bofelelo dikete tse pedi. E ya website ya rena go Radio Pulpit, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Go hwetša tshedimosetso ye ntšhi gomme o kgotle kgokagano go tlatša lenaneopotšišo la ka pela. Re leboga go ba karolo ya lapa la Radio Pulpit. Thekgo ya lena e re thuša go tswela pele re phatlalatša ditaba tše di botse.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Now, when we come to the issue of the glory of man, and I'm looking now at Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 25, Professor. And you, son of man, will it not be in the day when I take from them their stronghold, their joy and their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that on which they set their minds, their sons and their daughters? Hey, have you realized sometimes that our sons and our daughters are our glory? Hey, yeah, yeah. Check it out, check it out. The word is saying that. The word is saying that. These had become our strongholds, and our strongholds have become our glory in a way, you know. The things that we have based our peace on, which has become our own kind of joy and the desires of our eyes, you know. And the Father says, there will come a day, you will take that away.
Yeah.
And we focus on these as if, you know, this is the all in all of all. Whereas it's just a fleeting, passing by stature like a shadow. And dangerous for us in that it may even land us in Sheol, which has increased its gates. What say you?
It is very concerning, Brother Ray. You know, when, as you were reading it and highlighting the issue of our sons and daughters, I got a bit concerned. Because it means we look into what God has blessed us with, and we think that is all it is, and we forget about our Father, the giver. And we put the glory onto our children, we put the glory on our family members, we put the glory on our spouses, and we even put everything to them. And when we get disappointed one way or the other, or when anything happens, we get crushed, because these people have become some form of idols to us. Our focus has shifted entirely to them. And yeah, this verse is very, very concerning. And you, son of man, will it not be in the day when I take from them their stronghold? So strongholds are these things that we hold on to, these things that we keep on pondering about. We think about these things. They occupy our mind. They occupy our actions, our behaviors, our joy are dependent on these things, and they are now becoming the strongholds. And the Father says, I will take from them their stronghold, their joy, their glory, the desire of their eyes. Earlier on, we look at the other verse that says, make sure that your eyes are not gazing on the wrong things, lest those things become your glory.
Mm.
And now the Father says, he will take away the desire of our eyes, that on which we are setting our minds on. Once we focus on these things by gazing on them, automatically our minds are shifted to those things, and we forget about the Father. We end up glorifying these things, their sons and their daughters, which is very concerning. And it brings the issue of why sometimes as parents we would be so crushed if anything happens to our children. Not that we shouldn't feel bad, we shouldn't be hurt, we shouldn't be compassionate and be thoughtful about what is happening around them. But it's like today God is saying, you focus more on me. If you are focusing more on me, I will take care of your business. I will take care of your surroundings, your children, your family members. So sometimes our focus is more on other things and other people, up until they take the glory of the Lord from our lives, and the attention is shifted from the Father to the things that we are focusing on. And Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6 speaks about almost the same thing, that we need not to trust on these things or on other things other than to trust in the Lord. Mm. And hence it says in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Sometimes we will trust people, we will believe in people, we will trust on things and we'll believe on these things and say, and you pour all to those things and pour all to these people. And then when we get disappointed, then it becomes a different issue. And once we get crushed, even our faith decreases, our trust in the Lord decreases. But the Lord says, trust on me, so that you would know that your glory is given to me, or my glory is given to me as you focus on me. And he says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. he shall direct your path. It brings another angle that says if men are going to be self-dependent, self-sufficient, and trusting in their own ability, they glorify themselves, they glorify who they are, other than glorifying who the Father is. So it teaches us to be dependent on the Father other than on us, other than on our ability. Self-glory, pay the glory of the Father. Acknowledging your ability, acknowledging your ways, acknowledging what you can do takes away the glory from the Father and gives the glory to you as men. And these are things we must know. You cannot always praise yourself. You must know that the power to do things comes from the Father. The power to gain wealth comes from the Father. Even the wisdom to raise that family comes from the Father. The power to keep the relationships that God wants you to keep comes from the Father. Then you would know that I am not glorifying myself, but I take the glory back to Him. I acknowledge Him in all my ways, in all my endeavors. I put the Father first. It's not about me. It is about Him, about everything, relationship, your position, possessions, and whatever that you find your hand doing, you must know that it is about Him first, so that the glory will go back to Him.
I hear you quite clearly. Thank you so much, Professor. We are taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You're on 657 AM, radio with the truth in His voice.
All right. Now, this is also one of the things that I put note on. In Ezekiel 31:18, my ach, it says, to which of the trees in Eden will you be likened in glory and greatness? To which of the trees in Eden, the Garden of Eden, would you be likened in glory and greatness? Yet you shall be brought down with the trees of Eden to the depths of the earth. You shall lie in the midst of the uncircumcised, with those slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitudes, says the Elohim, Yahuwah. Now, we can look. They say even beds, Solomon was not arrayed like the beds of the air, you know, in his glory. And much of the times we seem to be so much preoccupied with this, and it has become the devil's arsenal, you know, of keeping us defocused, and that we are building our own glories at the expense, and sometimes thinking that it is the glory of the Father. What say you?
Tula, Ahi. Ahi, Kelaana, at times as well, we have this thing that we... this mindset of thinking hore we doing our Yahuwah a favor, you know, by praying, by, you know, coming into His presence. So, and you know, we make Him who He is. So be a without us, He's nothing. We sometimes our behaviors, yeah, sort of give that portray, correct? You know, can be whether we do it or not.
Maya, Maya, just hold a bit for me, Maya. Sorry for that. Let me go to somewhere to Budwami.
Hi, my brother Ray.
Yabo, okay. Kunjani.
Yabuli, someone coming here and go say to Jesus Christ, Buddhist, no brother, but looking across me Sundays.
I was like,
yazi khona reception yeRadio Pulpit la, so it ibuya ngo-7.
Oh, ibuya ngo-7.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard people were saying they don't have Radio Pulpit. That was Eunice Harrison and in Primrose. Say ngase Primrose man. Yeah, I think izulu lelo ne ngapho ne.
Yeah, izulu.
Maribuyile manje angithi. Yeah. No, it's okay, my brother. It's okay. It's okay.
The topic, the door of men, Brother Ray.
Mm.
The door of men are today when the season say to see tell if you have because money corrupts men. Why? Because money today ends the bank but full glorify. That happens during my course. That's the bond then you know banya band. Because we get a thing of pride and a thing of the flesh. Rich and wealthy people.
Yes.
Rich and wealthy people are about suit.
They
are willing to obtain more wealth. Instead of practicing God, by the way.
Sure.
Because they gave in to moral temptations. And the devil is using this totally sacrificing their principles and even their faith on the altar of the devil.
So
it's a fund Jesus Christ to pitfalls of prosperity, what he lapha ku-Matthew 6, verse 33. Funani kuqala umbuso kaNkulunkulu nokulunga kwakhe.
Yes.
Khona konke lokho kuya kunethezelwa. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, madala umbusisi nonke lapha. To God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father be glorified. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. And we are taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Mayaki, you can continue, sir.
Chudaraba Malak. Yeah. So in this verse, we see where Abayahua compares the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to the great Eden trees. His majesty, his mighty, you know. But despite everything, he's foretold that he's to be brought down.
Sure.
So he's going to be cut off and just like a tree, and he's to lie with the uncircumcised. You know, also key reference, we know that other nations would be called the uncircumcised nation. So we see the fall of Pharaoh and of Egypt. It's showing that even the mighty, they will eventually fall. They will face judgment. We also read the similar verse called Isaiah 14, where it spoke of the kings and all that, so the rulers of the earth. So they will be praised, but Nagoyabone, it will come where they will be just like us. I also wanted to kindly touch or to add on what the professor was saying by reading this verse that is from the book of First Chronicles 29, one of my favorite prayer by my grandfather David. He says, therefore, David blessed Abba Yahuwah before all the assembly, and he says, Baruch atah, you Abba Yahuwah of Yashanal, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Abba Yahuwah, is the greatness, the power, and the esteem or the glory, the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Abba Yahuwah, and you are exalted as a head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all, and your hand is in your hand is power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our Elohim, we thank you and we praise and we esteem your name. So you can see now. All the glory, the esteem, the respect, the power, the might, they belong to him. So every single day when we wake up, we have to relive. Le ga re lo robala, we have to relive because ha se ka thata ya rona. It's not by our might, it's not by our power. And ha re owe anything.
Yeah.
So for us now, it is that to pay obeisance, to humble ourselves, to know that He is the Almighty, He is the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and all that is in Him, all that is in them must be subjected to Him. So, reshwanetse rutlwelle re tsamae ka tsela ya e leng tsela ya nnete e isang busakutlwing.
Ka nnete.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I'm happy now. People are saying Soweto, the areas there, they are getting hold of us since 7 o'clock. Hey, but now. Yeah. Let's trust you are well. And the Father is doing you good. And send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. The glory of man. And how much of a poison this has become. Even to our own selves. Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I hear you are talking today about the glory in the life of a man. That is the glory of any human being, consists in the display of those parts of their conduct which are deemed worthy of admiration. But the glory of man comes from God, and no one can take that glory away from man. Udumo lomuntu noma inkazimulo yomuntu. Man is created and sustained by God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, He created him male and female. He created them. Acts 17, verse 25 and 28. Nor is he worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. Verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. God made man in his own image, meaning that the human race was granted a particular likeness of God. In God's image, in Latin, imago Dei, our bodies conform the dust. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis chapter 3 verse 17. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. The body is our house. God formed man from dust. He molded man like a potter molds clay. Isaiah 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. You and all we are, the works of your hand. Bawo simsebenzi wezandla zakho. Man is a unique combination of earthly,
yeah,
natural, material, and life-giving power from God Himself. This highlights the importance and value of human life. Job 33, verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. God spoke to universe into existence. The Lord God took a handful of his creation, formed and fashioned the dust of the earth into a man. Although other living creatures possess life, only human life is linked to the breath of life given by God. Humans are made in God's image in order to rule over all creation as representatives of God or administration of the earth's resources and creatures. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." The devil is jealous, running after us because of the image of God. He wanted to be God. He can't be God or be like God because he does not have the image of God. Sin did not remove the image of God. It damaged it. James chapter 3 verse 9. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Ulimi lwethu luyadala, ulimi lwethu luyabhubhisa, ulimi lwethu luyabusisa, ulimi lwethu liyaqalekisa. SingoNkulunkulu abancane. There is nothing in all of creation that has higher status than humanity. There is nothing in all of creation that is more godlike than humanity. Man is redeemable and worth redeeming. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The breath of God that he breathed into the nostrils of the first man, it is the same Holy Spirit that gives rebirth to the one that trusts Christ as Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Mm. Jesus came to find that was lost. Nothing will ever buy the spirit of man. Only the blood of Jesus was able to buy the spirit of man. The summary of the image of God, Psalm 8, verse 4 to 6. What is man? You are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him. 5, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. 6, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. We can read also in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5 to 9 on our own. As we are the image of God, so we are to give ourselves to God. John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I thank you. God bless you. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Babongani. We really, really appreciate, sir. We really appreciate. Thank you so much.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Let's see. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter, man. We are touching base on this, the very issue of the glory of man. And here's another one. This one is from Auntie Tints, saying, Pastor Ray, we thank God. I really like what the professor said, that we acknowledge him in all our ways, for in so doing, we take the glory back to God. I am reminded of this verse in Isaiah 42, verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. If we feared God, we would always know glory belongs to God. Amen. I'm reading what Auntie Tins has written there. Thank you so much, Auntie Tins. We really appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right. Let me bring this to the both of you. And of course, we are going towards the end of the show. But you can still send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can still call 0826502334132. That's 0123341322. You can talk to us directly there. All right. Now, I am reading Daniel. Okay, before going to Daniel, let me bring this to you, Professor. Ezekiel 32, verses 30. There are princes of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians who have gone down with the slain in shame at the terror which they caused by their might. The terror that they cause by their own might, which means their own glory. They lie uncircumcised with those slain by the sword and bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. Yeah? So we see also here that our own glory can bring shame and terror upon us. What say you, Professor? Finally.
That's correct. That's correct, my brother. When we think we are able, when we think we can do things that we should be relying on God on, we therefore end up in this circumstance or in this condition that is alluded by Ezekiel 32. It says, when we trust in our own desires, trust in our own might, we are no longer dependent on the Father, and we are dependent on our sword. God is speaking the way he is speaking here. So it reminds me of the scripture in Psalm 52. It says, if men would trust in their own strength, they will be devoured. It says here, here is a man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. It ties up with this verse where it speaks that there are princes of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians, who have gone down with the slain in shame at terror, which they caused by their might. So it's happening because people are not trusting God. People are not dependent on God. People trust in their own strength, whereas God says he wants us to lean to him, not to our own understanding. And it means we need to start talking the way the psalmist is talking in Psalm 143. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. That is a state of a person who is taking glory back to God. That is a state of a person who trusts in God and depends on God. But if we are not going to trust on the Lord, it means we are depending on our own glory, on our own might, on our own strength and wisdom, and we will go to the pit. We'll go down like the slain, and we'll go down to the pit. And we are not going to reflect and reveal the Father, because we thought we are our own gods, who no longer need him, who no longer need to be advised by God, live by the word of God, live by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And it means we are self-sufficient. Mm. And that's giving us the spirit that Lucifer hates, because when he thought he is self-sufficient, he is God, he has might, he has strength, he got detached from the Father. Yeah. And that's not what we want as the children of the Most High.
Absolutely. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 39, it says, thus he shall act against the strongest fortress with a foreign god, which he shall acknowledge and advance its glory. And he shall cause them to rule many years and divide the land for gain. Look, self-glory causes what we can call demigods, demagogues, dictators, gluttony, greed, covetousness, lack of contentment, and also havoc, corruption. It causes all kinds of ills because man wants to acquire. And when man is bent on himself to do these things, this is what comes to him. Mayaki, finally.
It's true, Malak. It does not even differ from what the children of Yasharal did, that they created a golden calf. So when we start to give ourselves this esteem, then it means then that we have created golden idols in our hearts. So in this book, earlier, Daniel 11, we notice that there is power in this deceptive ruler, you know, but now it will come to an end, basically, because the leader is associated with the end times, and the ruler is described as being able to conquer a strong fortress and empires through the assistance of this foreign mighty ones. Mm-hmm. But the time will come, because we ought to trust and to believe only in Abba Yahuwah Elohim, who is the only almighty, the one who's made the heavens and the earth. So therefore, we have to know it is in him we live, in him we move, and it is through in him that we have our being. Mm. So it is quite important for us to remember that someone 34 number 4 says, man is like breath and his days also are like a passing shadow. Mm. So it is these things that we constantly have to remember. The achievement, they will one day fade like a shadow at sunset. Therefore, it is time for us to repent. It is time for us to return back to the path that is of the truth, so that human glory does not steal the prize or the crown that is meant for us. So it is for us to know all those things, to say, let us seek the light. And all these things are all self-gratification, whereby we followed all this wickedness, and this wickedness is going to lead us astray. If we Salamur.
Absolutely, absolutely, my Ach. I really, really appreciate. Let's listen a bit to Godfrey. Hey.
We must reflect the light and the glory of Yahuwah, just like the moon reflects the light of the sun, not the other way around. Thank you, my pastors. Singenile.
Thank you so much, Godfrey. Thank you, my brother. We really appreciate. Let me thank you for listening. Let me thank you for the calls, the WhatsApps, and sorry for those who joined us after 7 o'clock who couldn't hear us at all. But thank you that you're able to get the gist of things. I was surprised also. But thank you so much. Professor Buyiso Ndezi, thank you. I appreciate.
Thank you very much, my brother. James 4:10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He's the one who will lift us up. Let's depend on him all the time.
All right.
Blessings to you, my brother, and your family, to Brother Baruki and all our Radio Pulpit family. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Mayach, thank you. Tuda.
Tuda Rabah, Mayach, thank you so very much. And much love to you and your household too, Professor. Much love to you and family, and to the greater Radio Pulpit family, to the Rabbah, and much love until we meet again next week. Abba Yahuwah willingly. Shalom!
Shalom! And then, of course, coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue, and we say prayer still works. I'll be talking to Bishop Timkulu, Bishop Tumom Timkulu, of Koinonia Bible Church, and also Bishop Bly. We will be talking on this. Please take note of it. Take note of it. It's just going to be beautiful. And let me start it with a song that I think you will love so much. It says, Jehovah, we praise you. Then we get to the matter of things. Let's start with the song.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up. a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.